partially.
Biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Good morning, the Blowhaw Biscuiteers. You got it dialed on into the Truth Network. This is not NPR. This is BGR, baby. We got radio smothered BGR. And covered. Woo-woo.
That's true. We're here.
This is nothing but home-cooked conversation on KAKU 88.5, the voice of Maui.
The voice of gravy.
The voice of gravy. That's right, baby. And we're going to explode today on your plate like some spilt gravy because we have so much to talk about. We were off last week. Also, all the porn stars are dying. Does that mean Trump's going to become president again? The prognosticator says yes.
Yeah, dead porn stars are the canary in the coal mine of Trump presidencies.
Yeah, as we all know. As we all know.
It happened before and it will happen again.
Isn't that with the Phillies too? If they win a World Series or something like that, isn't chaos happen? Or I mean, no, chaos always happens.
Pure chaos win, but like unleashes.
Something bad happens, like a disaster or something.
If the Phillies win a World Series, something good happens. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, something bad happens.
Yeah. That's it. Thank you.
Like the Marianas Trench closed up. Thanks for the chicken sandwich, John Boy.
You're welcome.
You have,
I bring gifts.
You brought us gifts, much like we're bringing gifts to Japan with us. So that must be like a cultural thing where when you go somewhere, you bring gifts to the hosts there.
And chew into the microphone.
Well, I guess but I have that, Asian, so it's
you brought us some Jollibee chicken sandwiches.
The best chicken sandwich on island.
It's so good.
I don't think
it's
you
so
can
good.
Say that it's the best, but
no, you're right.
I can say that it's my favorite.
That's right.
Also, you're wearing a Biscuits and Porn shirt today, which I love.
It's so good.
Long-term listeners of the show will probably remember that Biscuits and Porn is... Yeah, Biscuits and Porn is a store. It's like a convenience store, gas station place in the Outer Banks.
That's a very North Carolina.
Yeah, and they...
it's like a Wawa or a
7-Eleven. They sell Biscuits and Porn, or to a lesser extent, a Sheetz.
Bucky's.
I don't think it's anywhere close to a Bucky's.
Thank you for educating me on what Sheetz was actually last time I was on here.
Yeah. Oh, did we talk about that?
Yeah, briefly.
Yeah, actually, I guess we talk about Sheetz more often than
Yeah, Biscuits and Porn does not have a car wash.
Yeah, Bucky's has like 47 car washes and 200 gas pumps. Like,
It's a lot.
I am planning on going to Dallas in April, and I have been told that I have to go to a Bucky's.
They got really good fried mac and cheese balls.
I heard that they make fudge there. They have fresh, like, smoked brisket there.
It sounds like a wonderful place.
They make their own candied nuts. Like,
packing
I heard
fudge
it's like,
and smoking meat?
I heard it's like a magical wonderland of commerce.
It's like a world's fair for, like, the stupidest people.
So, yes, I'm looking forward to...
They got two different types of bananas.
Making
That's
a pilgrimage.
Bananas.
I got to make a pilgrimage to Bucky's when I'm in Dallas.
Yeah, pilgrimage. Yeah, just like put the carpet down, pray towards sunset, however it works.
You pray towards the beaver.
Yeah.
Wherever the beaver is.
The Mecca is just chewing tobacco.
So, this is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. If you're listening to us live on 88.5 KKU, the voice of gravy, don't forget that you can also watch us on Channel 55 if you happen to be home. And have a TV nearby. Flip
watch
us on Channel 55 and check us out.
Eating mayonnaise.
You can also, so you can catch us live on the 8s and 5s. That's 88.5 KEKU and Channel 55 on Akaku on TV. We're live on TV. Hey, guys. Love you. And then if you want to listen to some of the past episodes of the Biscuits and Gravy Show, you can just look us up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts from. Just check us out. Look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. You can also follow us on Instagram and, Patreon. Biscuits and Gravy 808.
And if you want to ride the biscuit train all day or a day, check out a website called Gravy War or BiscuitWars.com.
Yeah, BiscuitWars.com. We also want to give a shout out to Venture Physical Therapy, friend of the show, Ted Anderson, who is a supporter of the arts. And also, if you're a fan of comedy, there is an open mic in Paia on Mondays at Story. And then there's also the good old-fashioned Vibe open mic Tuesdays at 8 o'clock.
I miss you guys. Miss watching you guys.
Yeah.
Miss watching you guys.
Yeah. So if you think you're funny and you want to try at your hand at doing some stand-up comedy, you can go to one of the open mics. Or if you're just a fan of comedy and you want to see funny comedians like Chuck and I, Chino LaForge, whole gang, Shaheen, friend of the show, Shaheen is always there, Corky Gardner.
Last night, this girl covered Disney songs and her boob popped out.
Oh, wow.
It was great.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see boobs pop out, you might just see it at Vibe.
Little John and Riding.
I was like, which song was it?
It was this really great song. She did pure ukulele, and it's the song from Robin Hood, where Robin Hood and Little John are
little
frolicking.
Little John and Robin Hood walking through the forest, looking back and forth on what the others have to say. That one?
Yep. And then, Ariel. And just, just had no choice. It just was like inching up, and it was like, hey!
Yeah, she had a wardrobe malfunction.
It was like a sunrise.
At open mic?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was it good?
No, it was not.
It was not.
No, it looked like she got burned or something, or maybe she had bologna in there.
Burn victim?
I don't know how that works.
Okay. Don't you have a joke about good titties, though?
I got all the jokes about it. These are nighttime titties.
They look better in the dark.
Yeah. I was kayaking next to Little Beach today, and I was like, we got to get out of here, dude. We're like getting stuck. And by the way, I saw some whales today. They might be real. Longtime listeners of the Biscuits and Gravy Show know that I think whales are fake.
Well, animatronic whales are real in a sense.
Yes, they are. And when do whales come? During the busy season. When did whales start to become more and more prevalent after the filling of Jurassic Park? I think that Steven Spielberg left the whales here. Because why are they like, oh, you can't get close to them, right? Oh, can't
yeah, and
get
part
them.
Of Jurassic Park was filmed in the Hawaiian Islands.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that was like a false flag operation where instead of just filming Jurassic Park, they were actually here dropping off animatronic whales.
And yes.
To boost
and then
our tourism.
They disappear and they go to Alaska and they trade. Like wife swapping.
That's when they
everyone
they
loses.
Repair the whales.
That's when they repair them. Yeah, they gotta give them tune ups.
Yeah, tune ups.
And they give they update their programming and all that stuff.
Yeah, they're like, there's a database, and I'm like, I'm sure there is.
Yeah,
yeah. Government's recording everything.
They're James Cameron's just like
There was a video surfaced recently from 2022 of two males, as the Smithsonian said. Mating. Now, listeners of the Biscuits and Gravy Show, John Boy, Vincent Fody Man, if two males are banging each other, that's not mating. That's banging. That's raw, unadulterated, animatronic whale love.
History will just say they're best friends.
There's only one proof of whales.
Like J. Edgar
giving.
Hoover.
Yeah! Woo, baby.
Confirmed bachelor J. Edgar Hoover.
He lived with his mom until his 30s. That's weird.
Yeah. And he had like a best friend that he was always hanging out with. Yeah. But
history will say they were best friends.
Yeah, exactly.
They always went fishing, but their tackle box was never opened. Mm. The sticker was still on it.
I don't know. What's the definition of mating?
I think
is it just copulating with a mate?
They are mates, and we talked about this about pirate sex a couple months ago. How matey originally came from like a term of sexual endearment,
like you're my mate.
Mm-hmm.
I love how proud you are of
that.
I don't remember
talking about you mating, bro.
Oh, talking about sexual pirates. St. Mm-hmm. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Sexual pirates. If you don't know this, St. Patrick was
we talk about it
by
we
Roman
talk
pirates
about this every year around St. Patrick's Day.
And that's sexual why he was sexually abused. And
he was sodomized by pirates.
That's why he hates the snakes. That's right.
That's why he hates snakes.
That's why he hates it.
The one-eyed trouser snake.
And what does the Celtic cross look like? An inflamed butthole. Come on. It's right there ahead of us.
Oh. It's right in front of our faces.
Also, you know whose birthday is on St. Patrick's Day? Friend of the show, Gary Sinise.
Yeah, dog.
Hey.
Author of Gary Sinise's Guide to Being an Uncle for Nephews and Nieces. You need Sinises. Also, his son passed away.
No.
On this week's Sinise Valise, we just want to give a shout out to, Gary Sinise.
Ouch.
His son had some sort of rare form of cancer that he was battling, and his name was Mac. He passed away. So, send your thoughts and prayers to Gary Sinise.
You'd think all that Bubba Gump money could have cured cancer.
You would think so. But that's this week on the Sinise release. There's also been a lot of other losses as well in the past couple of weeks. So we'll talk about that for Morningwood. But why don't we get into what's going on right now?
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, I got a question that's been on my mind all morning. It's been plaguing me, Vincent Fodi.
What's that? While you're getting blown over at Big Beach?
What's your favorite Four Non Blondes song?
Probably What's Going On.
That's right, baby. Whether you're in your car, at work, or crocheting in your bathtub, I want you to turn and ask yourself, what's going on?
Please tell me we're talking about the Haitian barbecue warlord.
What? Is this in your neighborhood or is this from
There's Haiti? A Haitian barbecue warlord?
Have you guys not heard about that?
No.
I don't mean to take over the...
I did hear about the there's like
his name is
Africa is waging some war on Haiti. They're getting ready to take over Haiti right now.
So Haiti's got this guy who's a gang leader who kind of took over all of Haiti from like the police and like the government and stuff. He's pretty much
Wyclef Jean.
His name is Wyclef Jean.
He runs a nonprofit for hurricane relief.
No, his name is Jimmy Cherizier or something.
Hold on,
like
his
that.
Name is Jimmy and he's a gangster.
No, it gets better. His name is Jimmy Barbecue. His gangster.
Okay.
I made the mistake last night after the boob incident. I went home and I searched BBW ukulele and by accident it auto-corrected to barbecue, and that was way better porn.
BBQ
instead of BBW? Bro.
But yeah, a guy named Jimmy Barbecue right now owns Haiti.
Okay. Now, does he also do barbecue? Or is that like...
Oh, well, he apparently barbecues his victims.
Oh, whoa, tasty. Baby. Haitian barbecue.
Mm. Wow.
Chicken.
No. Dude, chicken is so good. Tell me more about burning people alive.
I'm sorry.
You know the Clintons are involved.
Kind of like General Butt Naked down in like Ghana or something like that.
Oh, General Butt Naked.
Yeah. Jimmy Barbecue. Haitian
Jimmy
warlord.
Barbecue.
We need a good warlord
great.
Every now and then.
Now, isn't there some sort of conspiracy with like Chelsea Clinton and Haiti...
Yeah, absolutely.
You remember that?
Yeah.
We talked about that on the show a couple years ago, where there's some sort of conspiracy about like Haitian relief funds being ran by the Clintons.
Yeah, and Wyclef Jean and a news company and a nonprofit shell organization.
We'll figure out all the details on that and how Jimmy Barbecue is related to the Clintons.
Now, do you have a good recipe for barbecued Haitians? We're all asking it. It's all on our minds.
I think they're more into like jerked.
Oh, me too. Like, hey, all like, right.
Now, one of the things that's going on right now is that you hear the sultry sounds of a friend of the show, John Boy, is here with us today. And one of the reasons we want to have you on is because you got a show coming up.
Oh, yes.
Because
I do. Thank
here
you
on the Biscuits and Gravy Show, we are big supporters of the arts as well, just like Ted Anderson.
And he is a big patron of the arts, surprisingly.
He is. Him and his lovely wife, Anne Anderson.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us about the show that you're involved in?
Oh, thank you so much, man. I am doing a show at Pro Arts, musical Kinky Boots.
Kinky?
Yeah, Kinky Boots.
Boots.
Directed by Ali Cardinale, Island longtime favorite.
Is he from
Charles
Haiti?
Cook. No. Charles Cook is Lola, the main character. We open on Friday.
And that's at the historic Pro Arts in downtown Kihei?
The historic Pro Arts Theater in downtown Kihei.
Right.
Get your tickets now. Opening weekend, I believe, is sold out.
Formerly the historic Taco Bell Amphitheater.
Formerly an internet cafe and an arcade as well.
And so Kinky Boots, it's like a porn version of Puss in Boots?
Kind of, pretty much. Absolutely.
So my take on it is that this guy... like reverse catfishes somebody. He sends a girl to college with the expectation of not getting laid.
No, so that was a different play I was explaining to you. It was called Daddy Long Legs.
Oh,
that was a very funny premise. No, Kinky Boots is about a regular catfish.
Wait, really?
No, it's actually based on a true story about a factory in England that was shutting down, a shoe factory, and the owner met kind of like this transvestite and spun his business around to accommodate like heels for men.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, it was a real kind of a turn business.
Oh, like story. Ron DeSantis.
Like Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis. Yeah, so it kind of true story based on that book turned into a movie with like Joel Edgerton and like Chiwetel Ejiofor and stuff, and then turned into a musical. Mm. This most 80s.
I still
want to
see Daddy, though. I still want to see the Daddy.
Oh, you missed Daddy. Daddy was actually a really great show.
I'm always missing out.
Not going
to
lie.
I'm always like smoking weed and going to bed at 9 o'clock. It's actually quite amazing. But I'm so pumped thank for the
you
show.
Well, you have to do that if you're going to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I haven't acted in like 12 years, so it'd be fun to get back on stage.
Interesting.
Do you get to wear boots?
That you'll have to see. If
ooh, we so need a lot more.
You've just been lying in wait with your acting talents. Have laid dormant all this time.
Yeah.
That sounds like a much better premise than the Full Monty.
So whenever you have acting and musical experience before?
Yeah, I've done a couple shows in Maui. Done TV stuff, and I've done modeling. I was a child model when I was a kid.
That
was fun.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So do you know the Clintons? All right.
My parents do. My parents have played pickleballs with the Obamas.
Dill pickleball, if you know what I mean.
Cut
all
that,
right.
Please.
No.
Well, wasn't it was Trump's daughter, right? Ivanka. He let her model for that modeling company, and the guy turned out to be like a sexual predator who was abusing all the...
You know, I mean, look, I tried out to be in a boy band in a mall growing
see,
up.
See, I think I actually avoided like, I think, that, unfortunately, and that's why I don't think I made it.
I mean, to be fair, I think like all child modeling agencies are probably predators, right?
I mean, they're either financial predators or sexual predators, which is worse.
So, Kinky Boots.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a fun one. Really
first of
fun
all,
show.
Anything
really
kinky
fun show.
Is amazing. Also, it's being performed
we're
in Kihei,
sex.
Which is, I will go on record here, Kihei is one of like, the gayest towns in the universe.
How many glory holes are in Kihei?
57.
Yeah,
well, actually,
you got them cataloged. There's the one on now, Ohukai, right? Is that one still there?
Oh, it's actually, it's turned into a twofer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's very distracting when you're trying to not do the glory hole.
And then the one of Gilligan's got plugged up, I believe, right?
Then there's the one just for Civil War people. That's also called glory hole.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick loves
you have to
that
dress
one.
Up as Matthew Broderick to use that one.
Bayonets!
Fix bayonets!
Don't grab a bayonet with your bare hand. That's not good.
The military doesn't still do that, right? They don't still make like the black people go in first and die, right?
No, I think they do.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, I was wondering. Time-honored tradition.
Well, instead of... I think it's just institutionalized at this point.
Yeah.
Right? Like, instead of making the black people overtly go first, it's the poor people.
Yes.
And so they just make sure that we continue to keep the black people poor so that they stay in front.
Yeah. It's like, you know, before they send in the Marines, they send in the Globetrotters. That's it's their fault. They're trotting the globe. It's pretty much the cavalry.
Yeah. Back of the bus, front of
the Globetrotters are just spies. Wasn't that what the cartoon is about? They transformed into
Skimballs?
I thought also, they just hung out with Scooby-Doo and solved mysteries.
They constantly have repeat episodes on Scooby-Doo.
Even though we remember a bunch of different episodes of Scooby-Doo, there's probably only like 10 episodes.
Who's your favorite celebrity guest in Scooby-Doo?
Ooh, Korn? Oh, wait, no, that was a South
Korn?
Park. That was a South Park
That was
episode.
A South Park episode, yeah.
Where are they again?
That's like, there was only like... Like one season of the Jetsons.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is like, you think about the Jetsons, I think there was like 40 episodes, but it's only like one season.
That's when they used to do on like HBO,
like
giving me six episodes, HBO. I'm looking at you, HBO.
Give me more episodes, HBO.
I'll take less episodes of certain shows.
Yeah. Curb is killing it so far this
Curb's
year, though.
Great.
Curb
I'm
been
this
so
might be my
good.
Favorite season of Curb ever.
That last? Did you guys see the last episode with the billboard?
Yeah, dude.
I haven't seen that one yet. The last one I saw was the Disgruntled episode, I believe.
Oh, that one's fun.
Yeah.
How about the Lawn Jockey episode? That's
tackling
some good stuff.
When he's
That's
asking the guy if he had any shoe polish, he's like, no, I don't have any shoe polish.
Was that the guy from The Bear?
Yes, it was.
Right?
The baker.
Yeah.
The one who went to the Netherlands and
the
stuff.
Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deutschland.
Yeah, so Deutschland. Curb has been great. And you know what? We'll talk about that a little bit during spoiler alert.
Yeah, I got a couple TV shows to ask you.
As far as what's going on, there's been some crazy developments going on with Boeing. Have you heard about all the stuff that's been going on with Boeing recently?
Yeah, so if you guys don't know this, Boeing
we're getting on an airplane in like 4 days. We're getting on a Boeing plane.
Boeing has a really great, as do big corporations, right? They want to be able to promote good culture. So if you're a whistleblower, there's no punishment for it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Except, so apparently...
Except,
I guess... planes are the safest way to fly unless they're Boeing planes.
Yes. Apparently, all Boeing planes are falling apart right now.
Yeah. Just like the musical, Boeing, Boeing Gone.
And so,
deep cut, baby.
So the new catchphrase
Jamie
is.
Jamie was in that. That was funny.
If it's Boeing, I ain't going.
Oh, yeah.
So we're actually getting. We're flying on a Boeing from here to Oahu, but then I think we're taking an Airbus to Japan.
Okay.
So I think we'll be safe as long as we can make it to Oahu.
Well, for those of you listening, remember, I'm right-handed and would never shoot myself in the face.
That plane where the airlock door blew off, that was a Boeing 747 Max, I believe.
It was coming out of Oahu too, wasn't it?
It was an Alaskan Airlines flight, and Alaskan
flying out of Oahu.
Alaskan Airlines just bought Hawaiian Airlines too.
A lot of crazy. I mean, I don't want.
And then
this is what the show's about, baby.
So Boeing's been under a lot of scrutiny recently, and then to make things worse, just yesterday, a Boeing plane on its way to New Zealand like turned off in midair.
Whoa!
It was just like
what the fuck? The
plane just like turned off. And like went completely blank and went to a nosedive and then turned back on. But like 50 people were injured on this flight because a bunch of people like flew up and hit the ceiling.
Hit the ceiling, which fans of the Biscuits and Gravy show do every weekday at 11 a.m. I have to pee. So, I don't want to wear my seatbelt.
As if that wasn't bad enough, the DOJ just opened an investigation into the door blowing off thing.
Department of Jerking It?
Yeah, and there's
big fans.
There's a big department.
The big fans. Yeah. Big department. Very active.
The JOI department.
Yes, it's the fifth hand of the government.
He's watching everybody. The fifth hand of the government.
And so Boeing's been under a lot of scrutiny lately, and there was one guy who was a whistleblower who was deposed, and he was set to testify for a trial coming up in July.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's crazy? This guy, he was like very interested in making sure that he got to be heard and that Boeing like was brought to justice. But then, it's just the darndest thing. He killed himself instead.
The darndest thing.
Isn't that
things.
So crazy? He just decided to kill himself, this whistleblower guy.
That doesn't sound like something that a huge company in America would do. That sounds more something that, like, the government would do.
Yeah, while he's staying at a hotel in North Carolina.
Who funds Boeing the most, right?
Boeing is one of the largest military contractors in the world.
No.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Even if it did turn out that they murdered a whistleblower, which probably they didn't do because Boeing would never do something like that because the military does not approve of killing people.
That's it. The
military would never kill innocent people.
Never.
Yeah, even if it did turn out that they did do something nefarious like that, they would never face any consequences or repercussions because, you know, they're a giant military contractor.
I'm just excited for the week that they actually do go to court and something completely ridiculous happens. Like Amber Heard will go back on trial. Or my favorite is, and I know I say this probably every couple months, but there's this mercenary group.
Jackson will come back to life and molest a kid.
Every time, like, we're actually about to get some, like, American justice and the Senate committee is going to do a hearing on it, the congressional hearings do something on, like,
R. Kelly.
Drugs in baseball or something.
Steroid use in baseball, yeah.
Which, true story, Blackwater was going on trial, and instead they're like, you know what we should do? What's Ken Griffey Jr. up to?
What's
he did? He's
let's revisit. Oh, did you hear that thing about P. Diddy?
The diddly? The diddly?
Yeah.
Dude,
he was
yeah,
P. diddling?
The, yeah.
Dudes?
Uh-huh.
P. Diddy?
Meek Mill, like...
I don't know, man. P. Diddly.
He couldn't be the masked man, but he could be the groom, from what I've heard, if you know what I mean.
He is a wild dude, man.
Yeah. Who would think? Because if you listen to his lyrics, it doesn't sound like he's totally overcompensating for something.
He got into the rap industry because he started out as like a businessman and a CEO. You know, CEOs would never abuse their power.
No, not at all.
To gratify themselves sexually. No. That's unheard of.
This is Bad Boy Records.
You know how, like, you know that movie, Being John Malkovich?
What bad boys would never do something bad.
No, never.
Didn't Chappelle have a whole bit about B. Diddy wilding out?
Probably.
About, like, a bunch of rappers and stuff?
He has a really good one about go get me some Ethiopian titty milk.
Yes.
I think it was Cambodian.
Cambodian breast milk.
Dylon said that ruined his career. I spit straight fire. He the was top five rappers. Dylon, 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 and Dylon.
Because I spit hot fire.
You it's should also be so lucky man. To have Chappelle make fun of you. I wish he would roast me a new one.
Wait, Dylon wasn't a real rapper, was he?
Yeah, no, yeah. That was a real person.
Wait, no.
Yes, absolutely.
You're kidding me.
Yes.
That can't be true.
I swear to God, dude. Look it up.
There's no way that if
Dylon's
that, if he,
a real rapper.
If he was a real rapper, there's no way that that hurt his career.
That's what he said.
No.
Yeah. Of course, what? It's one of those, like, it, really a skit on the Chappelle Show hurt your career 20 years ago. Because he was on it. It was, like, making it or whatever.
Yeah, put a bunch of rap, like, but it was a real show they were making fun of.
Didn't jump through hoops. They wouldn't get any studio time.
Mm-hmm.
And P. Diddy was wild on that
show.
Oh,
so was it the real Dylon that was on the Chappelle Show? Sugar or were they making fun of
Chappelle
a real Dylon?
Was playing Dylon, but there was a real Dylon on P. Diddy's show.
Oh, okay.
Straight fire.
It was a fun bit.
If it wasn't for that sketch, I never would have known that there was a rapper named Dylon.
Yeah.
Like, there's no such thing as bad exposure, right?
Really? You got a bunch of people that are going to spend money and watch Comedy Central news, to listen to your music?
Wrong.
I went to Les Bazaar.
Oh, yeah?
How was that?
It's fantastic. So Les Bazaar is it's an authentic Moroccan restaurant. Right in the heart of gay Kihei.
I meant that in like a positive way.
You meant like it's happy. Kihei is very happy.
Like Peori, gay Peori.
It's happy, and there's a lot of double income, no kid, fancy dogs. Just saying. Yeah.
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 Like Daisy.
Yep.
Daisy.
Like Ooh, Chuck's dog.
Daisy and I have matching toenails.
Yeah.
We do. Just saying. Good luck firing me, HR. I got painted toenails.
Oh, yeah.
I will pull that card.
But Les Bazaar, if you like Moroccan food, this place is fantastic. Mm. And here's the best part. You go in.
You don't have to go to Africa.
You don't have to go to Africa also. And you don't have to dress conservatively. You can dress however you want.
Whoa.
And when you go in, if you don't have your own
like
Moroccan clothes,
when you went in.
They get I didn't have to wear a hijab to dinner.
No cover.
But
it makes
when
the food
you, when you go
better.
In, they give you Moroccan clothes to wear.
Oh,
so
that's
pretty
cool.
They gave me like this, I don't know, like a sari or whatever.
Do they go
and
explore
a fez.
To the theater
they give you
and just
a fez.
Grab some stuff from the costume?
Yeah, and they give you a fez and everything.
You looked like a poo. It was amazing.
Yeah, so I did. No, I looked
you
like
do rock a fez
I
really
looked
well,
like
actually.
Abu.
Yeah, Abu. There we go.
You do rock a fez.
Abu, not a poo. Sorry.
Abu is the in is
yeah,
Indian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Abu is the monkey from. From Aladdin.
Yeah,
I did look like I was in Aladdin. Man. I had a fez and a whole, like, I don't know, like a. It looked like a 1910 nightgown.
Ooh,
you did look
it.
Like you were going to sell me a really nice jar.
Mm-hmm. Did they throw carpets when he got in there? I love when they throw the carpets.
They don't throw the carpets, but they have this big. They have this big like copper container that they pour and you can wash your hands. They like wash your hands for you.
Mm.
Yeah, so they like pour the water over your hands and they have like a basin that collects all the water. So you like wash your hands there.
Why are you always doing sensual stuff?
Outside
of biscuits and gravy, like you went skydiving and
Prince
no.
Vinci.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Le Bazaar is pretty, you know, sensual.
Yeah.
They've got belly dancers apparently.
They have belly
dancers.
Wash your hands.
I didn't even know that there was a belly dancer.
Can I wash my hands in their belly buttons?
But so we're eating.
What a life you live, Vince.
We're eating dinner and then all of a sudden like this loud music comes on and I'm like, what's going on? And I look
what's
over and like out of the back a belly dancer comes out and starts belly dancing.
Ooh.
And lots of eye contact.
Love it.
Lots of eye contact from the belly dancers. She learns from the best.
Wow.
Yeah. And you don't even have to tip her. It's great.
My favorite. Where are you going to put the tips?
Yeah, exactly. In her belly.
In her belly button. Here, put a quarter in it. Yeah.
And then you can eat some baklava off her belly.
I would kill to eat some baklava off a belly baby.
Off a belly dancer's belly?
Woo!
She was.
And she could gyrate the baklava into my baby mouth?
I sent Corky a video of it, and she's like, oh, yeah, that's my friend.
Oh, that makes me.
So apparently, Corky knows a lot of people in the belly dancing community.
That makes me less hungry.
You know what I do too, Ash?
Your wife is in Kinky Boots, yeah?
Yes, she is.
Bro. Dude, I've seen it. Looks like it's a good show.
We have tickets to opening night, I believe.
Are you guys going opening night? Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to come see you guys.
Everybody's coming to opening night. Awesome. Cool. Yeah.
So it better be good.
I know.
Yeah, it better be.
Pressure's on.
We gave you the biscuit bump, baby.
Oh, hell yeah, baby. I can't wait.
You guys want to do a little follow-up junction?
I would love to.
All right. We got
burp into the radio.
We got a lot of stuff to cover for follow-up junction.
Oh, all right.
And follow-up junction today is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Pack Mules. Get unencumbered with Benedict Cumberbatch's Pack Mules.
Brought to you by today by Winona Ryder's Horses. When you're looking for something to mount, think Winona Ryder.
Ooh, I would do stranger things to her. And funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors like Jude Law's Colostomy Bags. The law is on your side.
And follow-up junction is provided by a largesse from Most Deaf's Hearing Aids. Get less deaf with Most Deaf. They're black on both sides.
Thanks for tuning in to KU 88.5, The Voice of Maui. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. I'm Chuck Sauce. He's Vince Foti. And we are talking with an amazing actor who's starring in this awesome show premiering this Friday, March 15th. Is it March 15th?
March 15th, yes.
Is it March 15th?
Sorry, I was...
Beware the Ides of March, baby!
I was reading your guys' awesome cards.
Read the next sponsor.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
all right. Well,
let's read a whole bunch of them.
I guess one more coming up. We got Topher Grace's Etiquette School. When you go for grace, call Topher Grace.
One of the few people from that 70s show that has a lot of grace.
And also
that
today...
hasn't really... Yeah, he hasn't taken any
he's
shots.
He's really nailed down that grace thing.
And then today's show wouldn't be possible without the support of Benedict Cumberbatch's Wholesale Brown Pigment. Get your next Umberbatch from Cumberbatch.
That's one of my favorites.
And this guy's got a frying pan in every fire, because today's show is also underwritten in part by Benedict Cumberbatch's Cummerbunds. Let Benedict go to waste.
Yes.
What a vast market Benedict Cumberbatch covers.
He's got a lot of irons in the fire. Just like Jeremy Irons. You'll be impressed with Jeremy's irons.
Oh, man.
That just happened to be right on top.
That's
who would have
how
thought?
Is he slick. Not funding some like thing in Haiti? I feel like Jeremy Irons got some like Clinton-esque child stuff written
Topher
all over
Grace,
him.
He has really, he's been one of the standouts from that show, right? Mm-hmm. Donna never really did anything. Wilder Valderrama never really did
anything.
Didn't he do like he did some MTV work?
Yeah, he did a show called Yo Mama.
Yeah, Yo Mama.
Which, how did the Jetsons last one season? Yo Mama? 5 seasons.
Didn't Nick Cannon take it over?
Is that Cannon? Hey, all right. We're just having
fun here. Hyde's in jail, right? Is he in jail right now?
Yeah, he's playing
getting
Hyde,
defended by Mila Kunis.
He's playing Hyde the Salami.
Yeah. Is that why people from prison don't like mayonnaise? I just wondered.
I don't know.
Do you ever know that?
Maybe that's the same reason why homeless people in Kihei do love mayonnaise.
Mm.
Eddie V taught me that.
That's wild.
Apparently, they use those little mayonnaise packets as lube.
Oh.
Oh.
Which is gross, but ingenuitive.
But efficient.
Yeah. You got to use something.
Points for creativity?
Hold on. I've never used mayo as lube this whole time.
It seems...
It's oil-based.
I mean, coconut oil.
Now, I bet you it's like the ones that are in packets are probably
better. But like mayo
better.
Seems...
I like Kewpie mayo, and I don't think that's helping anything slide in faster.
That's when you're having sex
other
with
than
a,
these chicken nuggies.
A homeless Asian person.
Yeah.
Homeless Japanese.
Oh,
you don't see a lot of homeless Asians, though, don't do you?
No, they're too productive.
Dude, there's an episode of the Ricky Gervais show where they talk about that, how you don't see a lot of homeless Asians.
No, you don't see a lot of homeless. Number
they really
one
got
population
their act together.
In the universe.
Industrious.
They're industrious, and they got their act together. So good for you, Asians.
You go to China and the homeless people are still people with a Boston accent.
All right, blow the whistle.
All right.
We got to do follow-up
Hold
junction.
Hold on.
Follow-up junction.
I feel like I'm knocking you guys off the rails. I'm sorry.
All right, hold on. Let me blow it. No, you're doing a great job. Let me blow the whistle one more time.
Okay.
Ooh.
For follow-up junction, we're talking hot redheads.
Woo, baby. Oh, that's right. So 2 weeks ago, I was like, you know, kind of on my man period. And I basically said that
he was manstrating.
I didn't like, you know, I also bleed once a month.
Okay.
When
every
I
time
floss.
He...
Hey, all right. Oh,
it's
baby.
Good joke.
Such a good joke, baby.
Damn it, Chuck. Dude.
I told probably some of the most offensive jokes last night at comedy.
Oh, really?
It worked surprisingly. And then I looked around the room, and there was, like, per capita, the most round of backpacks I've ever seen.
Where
in a
was
bar.
It?
Was it Vibe?
Vibe?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta come down and see you guys.
A lot of backpackers, huh?
A lot of backpackers. backpackers.
They like the offensive stuff.
A lot of backpackers and a lot of like fishnet that wasn't catching the fish, if you know what I
mean. on our last episode, we sort of disparaged redheads, where we're talking about how there's not any attractive redheads.
Ooh, I don't
which
know
is,
about that.
And then
nice.
I said that hey, there's got to be some attractive redheads out there.
Domhnall Gleeson.
And so. For all you redheads out there, here's a list of attractive redheads. We've got Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
Amy Adams.
Right. Yay.
You say yay?
I say yay.
Okay. And then what's Bryce Dallas Howard? How do you feel about her?
Can't place her.
Bryce Dallas Howard. Oh, she was Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. She was the
Ron
the redhead.
Howard's daughter.
Oh, that's who I thought Amy Adams
Jurassic
was.
World.
I thought, oh, her, Ron Howard's daughter. Okay.
Bryce Dallas Howard and Jessica Chastain get mixed up a lot.
Okay.
Who is also, I think, add that to the list.
I was Jessica Chastain. All right. I'm going to put Rita Hayworth on there. Jessica Chastain.
Speaking of,
I was apprehensive about putting Bryce Dallas Howard on there because I was kind of on the fence about
think
her.
Twice about Bryce.
I like thick Dallas Howard, though. She's been getting a little thicker lately.
Oh, yeah?
I kind of like thick Bryce Dallas Howard,
okay.
Honestly.
Emma Stone.
Not for me.
You don't like Emma Stone?
Not for me. But no. If The Cursed is phenomenally uncomfortable.
I say yay on Emma Stone.
I'll give you my...
A lot of my buddies were
big
Emma Stone
fan.
Especially since like Super Bad Days.
Kevin McCallister's mom.
Hey,
you know
right.
what? I would get down on that.
Yeah.
I'd get lost in her New York, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Good call.
I don't know what you mean.
No one knows what I mean.
Christina Hendricks.
I love Christina Hendricks.
All right. I'd gummy down on that.
Some of the biggest boobs on television.
Ooh, buddy.
Christina Hendricks.
Mad Men. Oh.
She's, you know who she's married to?
Yes.
She's married to this Snozberries Taste Like Snozberries guy.
Uh-huh.
Wait, really?
Yep. From Super Troopers.
From Super Troopers.
Wow.
The weird looking dude from Super Troopers.
Married,
I don't know. That dude must be hanging some dong.
Yeah. Or
he
must
be
really good
dude,
mushrooms.
He must be swinging.
But yes, he's married to Christina Hendricks somehow. The star of Devil.
Wow.
The hit M. Night Shyamalan movie.
But speaking of Curb, Sienna Miller.
Yeah.
Sienna Miller.
I love Sienna
okay.
Miller.
And then Ygritte from Game of Thrones. The actress that plays her is Rose Leslie.
Rose Leslie. And I don't know.
Was that the witch?
Not big on her.
No. That was Ygritte.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah. All She's married to Kit Harington in real life.
Yeah, I do like that. That's really cool.
Huh. Yeah. They were lovers on screen, and now they're lovers in real life.
Hmm.
So good for you, Rose Leslie.
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender.
All right.
Because
Fassbender's
hot.
A lot of the attractive redheads we've been mentioning have been women, but you know, I didn't want the men out there to feel left out. We gotta throw in Michael Fassbender.
Domhnall Gleeson.
In Prometheus, he's got this like sexy animatronic vibe with him.
And he a lot of times he's got short hair, but sometimes he grows the beard out.
Just long enough to pull it.
Is Eddie Redmayne a ginger? Or is that just his name?
Redmayne. Male redhead. So Michael Fassbender is holding it down. Damian Lewis.
A blonde.
What about Damian Lewis? Michael Fassbender is redhead.
But he's blonde in most of his movies.
Well, you know, he's a dye job. Damian Lewis.
Seth Green.
You know, Damian Lewis?
Seth Green, I guess some folks
you know
find
what?
Him attractive.
I bet you 90s, Seth 90s Green Seth is Green? A very like giving lover.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you think he's needy?
I think he's picky.
Oh, okay.
I don't like Seth Green, but I think that's only because he was such a jerk in Entourage. Remember in Entourage, he was like a jerk? And I can't separate.
I think
he's
a claymation robot chicken in real life.
Yes.
That's what I think of him as.
But do you know who Damian Lewis is?
Can't place him.
Damian Lewis is the guy from season one of Homeland.
Oh!
And he's in Billions.
Oh, I got a
he
hot
blinks
redhead.
SOS. Dude, that season one of Homeland ended so good.
And he like, no, and then, the whole season of one of Homeland was good, and then they blew it at the end because he chickens out and doesn't blow up the president at the end.
Who's the hot redheaded old laser into an Outlander, the one with the Scottish like sex drum? So like historical sex drama is all I can describe it as.
The movie with Sean O'Connor or the TV show?
It's like about this woman who like goes back in the past to like ancient Scotland, where she like meets some sexy Scottish dude and they just bang for half the show pretty much.
Can't place it.
And women are like, it's such a good show.
It's like, so it's like the same Highlander that, meets about, like,
the time traveler's wife.
Pretty much.
Interesting.
And she like bounces back. She's like, I gotta go back to my sexy Scottish lover.
The time traveler's astronaut's bodyguard.
But anyway, that dude's a pretty hot male redhead, I guess.
Okay, so there you go. So they do exist. Carrot Top.
He's jacked, dude. When we were romping around Vegas, he was jacked.
Yeah, he's fresh, bro.
Stumbling through the Luxor, trying to get pop.
Could you imagine having sex with Carrot Top? How many props he would have?
He's probably a generous lover.
He's probably very generous.
I was like, here comes the French tickler. I was like, where did that come from?
Also, last week we were talking about stores and businesses that have offensive names.
Yes,
and
okay. Like there's Coon's Cheese in Australia.
There's one that was mentioned. There's a bar in Wisconsin called Nigs.
Take a swig with Nigel.
So yeah, it turned out that the guy who owns it, his name is Nigel.
Yeah,
which is short. Which
I feel like
you can't shorten Nigel to Nig though. I mean, it should be Nige, right?
What happens when you shorten Richard, huh?
You get rich.
Dick.
In sporting goods, right?
Yeah. But shouldn't it be Nige or what about Jelly?
Jelly, ooh.
Like, what's a good nickname for Nigel? It should be, like, Jewel?
Jewel, ew.
Jell sounds like it'd be a bar in Key Hayes.
Jelly?
Jelly sounds like it would also be a, yeah.
But I think, let's stay away from Nig for Nigel. I don't think that's
touching the edge a little
yeah,
too
that's,
much.
Yeah, that's... That's making everyone uncomfortable.
It's a couple syllables away. A very uncomfortable night.
For an acronym of ginger. All right, why don't we do some Morning Wood? Morning Wood is brought to us by Bill Gates Gates. If you like Windows, you'll love Gates.
Today's show is underwritten in part by Helen Hunt's Rifles. Her rifles are as good as it gets.
Brought today by Bruce Springsteen's String Beans.
Grown in the USA.
And also by Richard Gere's Gears. Do you have a primal fear of gears that don't work? They're suitable for an officer and a gentleman, and they're made in Chicago.
You got it dialed in to KAKU 80.5. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show, which is proudly underwritten in part by Condoleezza's Rice. It'll advocate war crimes
against hunger. So this week for Morning Wood, we've got two sad deaths.
One in the hospital.
Oh, wait. No. So one is in the hospital, and then the other one died. Was there a second?
I don't
have
my phone on me. There's two deaths, one hospital, and one sepsis.
The death that happened was that was
a rough way to go, man.
I don't know why you don't burp into the mic like me. That's how you get famous.
All right,
hold on, let's play Taps. Sometimes Morning Wood is full mast,
so
and sometimes Morning Wood is half mast.
A real tragedy, like that Only Star fans in Russia who was thrown out of a window. She was defenestrated.
Yeah, she also worked for Boeing.
she was a Boeing whistleblower. No, this one was.
You don't want to know how she blew the whistle, though.
Sophia Leone, dead at the age of 26.
Dude,
she
crazy
this
nice
is,
hips.
This is tragic because, I mean. A lot of times, I mean, all porn star deaths are tragic, but a lot of them are like opioid overdoses or something like that. This was a robbery homicide. Somebody broke into her house and murdered her.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she had an apartment in Albuquerque, and they're ruling it a robbery / homicide. So just a tragic, meaningless, pointless death of a very beautiful porn star, Sophia Leone. Age 26, you'll be missed. And also, Emily Willis is in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, they thought that Emily Willis had OD'd, but it turned out that her toxicology report came back clean. She was in rehab, and she had a cardiac. She went into cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
They found her non-responsive in her Malibu rehab room.
And her parents tweeted, and I hate that I get my information from the tweets, but as of last night, she is in a vegetative state.
Yeah.
She is in a vegetative state.
Which brings us up to a good question.
But she's in a coma.
Is it ethical to have special needs people in porn? There's a famous one, but it turns out she's just like Croatian.
There was a porn star who was, yeah. And then there was a porn star who self-diagnosed herself with autism.
Oh,
but then
there is nothing worse than that.
But then her and her husband got arrested for kidnapping and detaining some underage. Is that the
same one? Yeah.
Oh man, that's a wild story.
Yeah.
Oh,
turns out they
were B-list celebrities kidnapping other people.
I don't know.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of like ex-rappers and like B-list actors that are keeping like sex dungeons and stuff.
Yeah, what's up with that?
They're not doing it alone, dude. They're like either like rope their partner into it or they've got like a ring going.
Rope is one way to put it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Back to the diddly.
That's why I can't wait till Biscuits and Gravy gets big enough where we can have our own sex dungeon.
Yes, I can't wait. It's gonna have a trampoline in it.
We're still D-list celebrities, so
yeah. Give us that D-list.
me and a friend of the show, Mark Baptiste, we're trying to get in on another friend of the show, semi-friend of the show that you guys know that I don't want to name.
Oh!
We were trying to get him to start a cult so we could get in ground level.
Okay.
Because he's a very charismatic, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just get out when the getting's good.
I watch a lot of cult documentaries, and I'm always like, I could do this.
Yeah.
I could do this.
We figure, you know, we get that started, get all the power and all the fun stuff, and then right before it starts getting hot, just dump it all in him.
Yeah. You gotta sell it to somebody else.
It always starts off with good intentions, but it ends with the cult leader sleeping with your wife for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
Wife is usually best case scenario.
Not 12-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, they wrap you in a sleeping bag and some Christmas lights.
All right, so
you blue.
That's all the colloidal silver.
That's best case scenario.
We don't have that much time left. Why don't we do
where did the show go?
Chuck, did you say you saw February 29th porn?
Yeah, dog. I saw February 29th porn.
What is the premise of Leap Day porn?
So,
I'm dying to know what the premise is.
The mother went out to celebrate, and then like a friend's birthday, and so the father and stepdaughter were home alone, and they decided to celebrate February 29th because it's like a one day a year; it doesn't count for anything,
right?
What?
Nothing on that happens on leap day counts, as we learned from that 30 Rock episode.
They did their own leapfrog game, you could say.
You know whose birthday is on February 29th?
Mm-mm.
Ja Rule.
Ja. Oh.
That's why the mom went out to celebrate Ja Rule's birthday. Must have been. Where's his sex dungeon?
I don't know. I just love the feud between 50 Cent and Ja Rule.
Take your watch off before you go to sleep, Ja Rule. I thought it was going to be something like somebody can only have sex on leap day, so they can only have sex once every 4 years.
No, it was just like typical step porn.
Like a porn version of Brigadoon.
Yeah.
Emerging through the mist.
There's somebody who lives in Brigadoon that can only have sex once every 100 years.
Their classmates lock them in the closet and miss the whole thing.
They miss I missed Brigadoon! That's a sad story.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's my porn version of Brigadoon? Brigapoon.
Hey.
All right, spoiler alert. Let's do a quick spoiler alert.
Have you guys watched The Three-Body Problem yet on Netflix?
No.
No. It's based off the Chinese sci-fi.
Yeah, I read the books. The
books
are interesting. The first one's amazing. Second one and third one kind of go off the rails.
Speaking
like
of Game of Thrones, the guys who were the masterminds behind Game of Thrones, the producers, D&D, David Benioff and
they're
Weiss,
they're
the producers of it, and so I refuse to watch anything that they're affiliated with because I'm still mad about
You're
them.
Still mad about season
I'm
8?
Still mad about season 7 and 8 and them ruining Game of Thrones.
No one holds a grudge like Vincent Foti.
I haven't seen the show yet, but I know I heard they were doing the.
I refuse to watch anything they're affiliated with.
Aliens, bro.
The single handedly destroyed.
The book is insane.
Game of Thrones.
Did you know Star Wars ripped off Dune?
Speaking of Dune, saw Dune 2.
Oh, did you?
So good.
Was it colorful? Yeah.
It was even better than the first one. So if you like the first one,
the second one
is even more action-packed. The pacing is better. They got a lot. If you're a fan of the Dune book series, like they packed a lot of like Dune lore into it. It's definitely worth watching.
You the Kwisatz Haderach?
The Quetzalcoatlus, yes. The Bene Gesserit. They're all in there.
I love the Bene Gesserit. Mm.
Also, the new Avatar live action show is out. Yeah, and I was wondering how you were going to fall on that, because anime fans are notoriously hard to please, and Netflix has a long,
very
bad reputation with doing live-action like remakes of anime shows.
What was with the Cowboy Bebop?
The new Avatar live-action has gotten pretty good praise, almost renowned praise, and I gotta say... as a fan of the original Avatar cartoon, I enjoyed it immensely.
It's the Airbender.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Avatar, the Last Airbender. And
isn't airbending just farting?
I really enjoy
it's
it.
It's the masterful version.
It's like a little bit more adult.
Master Airbender.
It's got a little bit more of like a darkness to it. Yeah, it was very enjoyable to watch. So if you've never seen it and you're looking for a good toehold to get into Avatar, it's not a bad watch. It's only like 8 episodes.
It's good. I like the casting. The guys that got to play like Zuko and Iroh and stuff. Awesome.
New Curb we talked about was really good.
Killing it.
I saw the Demon Slayer movie. So if you're looking forward to the new season of Demon Slayer, I believe season 4.
One anime I can't get into.
Yeah, you're not a Demon Slayer fan?
I hate the main character.
You hate it?
I hate Demon Slayer.
Really?
Can't do it.
There's a couple.
Do you like demons?
There's a couple characters. Yeah, he's a big pro demon.
Wow,
guy.
You're like, we're talking about pro
against,
demon.
He's in the pocket of big
them
demon.
Going, hunting the demons. I don't like it.
Pro demon John Boy on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Also,
all the demons love them.
If you're looking for
Cthulhu,
something,
my faves.
If you're looking for something good to watch, high budget drama, Shogun. The new Shogun show on FX.
Is it worth the hype?
Fantastic.
I'm saving it. Like,
it's fantastic.
I thought that way about
I don't
Curb.
Have time right
I
now
waited
to watch
for
a lot
five
TV,
episodes
so
to be out
to
plow through
that.
It in one
yeah,
day.
No, Shogun's like, Shogun's really good. The once you get through the first episode's a little dense, but once you get through it, it's really good.
I like dense.
Dense.
Also, shout out to Oppenheimer and Cillian Murray for winning the Oscars.
Have you guys seen Oppenheimer yet?
Oh yeah, I saw it in the movie theater.
You guys like it?
Yeah, it was good.
Cool.
It was good.
It's got boobies in it.
It wasn't
lots of boobies.
2 hours of explosions.
Oppenheimer's a very sexual man.
Yeah.
Good. Well, all right. you gotta be passionate
and
both ways, right?
On that note, it's time for Chuck's F the Knowledge Buffalo, which is when Chuck tries to prove that he's the smartest buffalo in the room. Are you ready, Chuck?
Why do they never show Einstein banging his cousin wife in the movies?
And
they always grace over that.
John, you can feel free to jump in. You're not watching the same Einstein movies as me, apparently. you can feel free to help Chuck out with these. Our first question comes from Daniel in Miami, Florida. Daniel wants to know, Julian Assange founded what infamous website? Is known for founding what?
WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks is correct. All right. Rich in Sacramento, California wants to know, who wrote the book Dianetics?
L. Ron Hubbard.
That is correct. Very good.
I have a copy of that book.
Do you really?
Was it given to you by a guy that works at the post office in Putinane? Because that guy was talking about Dianetics to me one time. All right, our third question is always a sports question. And
what
this
are the Yankees?
This comes from Kelsey and Kihei. Novak Djokovic plays what sport?
Novak Djokovic plays basketball.
John, you want to hop in?
Huh?
You want to give an assist?
I don't know.
Do I want to give you an assist?
Yeah, go for it.
Plays, what did you say, basketball?
I said basketball, yeah.
Hockey?
Oh, I'm sorry. He is the number one ranked player in the world of tennis. He's a tennis player.
Oh, is that even a sport?
There you go.
Remember he got kicked out of the Australian Open because he didn't want to get vaxxed or something like that? We talked about him on the show a little while ago.
Yeah. How many nerds follow tennis?
Yeah.
I played tennis for like a year.
And Eastern Europeans. Eastern Europeans love tennis.
They do.
Well, anyway, you got 2 out of 3. You know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says.
Kit Harington is in a really good movie about tennis, though. It's called 7 Days in Hell.
That's so funny. And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of the Biscuits and Gravy Show. We're going to be taking a short break because, unlike the state of Hawaii, we're going to let you know when we go on vacation. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. We're going to go eat a bunch of food in Japan.
Going to have a great time.
You know, I'm going to sing to every little cup of soup. I'm going to sing, slurp it up, baby.
You guys going to drop a sayonara instead of an aloha?
Oh, baby, baby, baby. I can't wait. Oh, my And John Boyd, thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me on. Appreciate it.
I can't tell you to go to the show, but you can see us having a good time at Pro Arts.
Go see Kinky Boots at Pro Arts.
In Azteca Plaza, yes. Kinky Boots, All-Star Cast, sexy upon sexy upon sexy.
And from me to you,
hello.
Sayonara. Sayonara. Sayonara.
Little kisses. Sorry, Sneeze.